Helping Hands Press, narration by George and author Peggy Bland Pfeiffer, take you back to Sweetland in the novel Sweetwater River, Volume 1, Ripples. Rosine and Mike Carson have legally adopted four foster care teenage daughters, giving them a forever family they had never known before. But after only a year with the Carsons, one by one, Veronica, Shira, Melanie, and Misty reach adulthood, venturing out to start new lives of their own, leaving the house along the banks of the Sweetwater River in Sweetland. Rosine is proud of the adults they are becoming, but also heartbroken as she and Mike face an empty nest. She soon will see just how deep the girls' roots are to their riverside home. In the Sweetwater River series, these six lives continue to connect in some unexpected ways. In Volume 1, Ripples, Rosine sheds past burdens, while the same types of burdens threaten Mike. Shira's study of music takes an unexpected turn, and we meet Trent, New Beckton's veterinarian, whose interests include Veronica. Listen to this sample from Sweetwater River, Volume 1, Ripples, by Peggy Bland Pfeiffer. Your narrator is George Taylor. On a balmy Friday evening in late April, Rosine Gentry Carson stood at her bedroom window facing the Sweet River mountain range, a view that had greeted her every evening for over 50 years. Tonight, the setting sun cast a glow of peachy golden rays through the limbs of freshly budded hardwood trees and highlighted the new green growth on the evergreens. The Sweetwater River, dividing her property 50 yards away, reflected the glorious colors from the sunset as it rolled by, calmer now that winter had bid Sweetland its welcome farewell. Her purposeful glance at the small stone cairn along the river's edge shot her heart with the familiar pang of loss. The cairn marked the spot where, 33 years ago, her 3-year-old son toppled into the river and was swept away by the rushing, frigid waters from the mountain's snow runoff. She waited for the expected tears, but none came. Time had dulled the pain, but the sorrow of her loss would never go away. Now she inhaled the delicate fragrance of Lily of the Valley that wafted up from below the open window. When she had planted those tiny bulbs years ago, Ross had told her they'd never survive on the west side of the house. But they had, and spread, much to her delight. "How's my lovely Cherokee bride?" Mike Carson, Rosine's husband of almost 5 months and pastor of Sweetland Assembly of God Church, came up behind her and wrapped his arms around her waist. "Hi, Mike." She closed her eyes with a smile and leaned back into his embrace. "Just thinking about Robbie," she said. "That pile of stones on the riverbank used to be a place I avoided at all costs. I even refused to look at it. I resented Ross when he did that. I didn't want any reminders of my loss. Today, after all the years of bitterness, I find it oddly comforting. It connects me to that precious little boy and the man who fathered him." Mike's arms tightened around her. "I'm glad, Rosie. It sounds like you might be moving toward that closure everyone talks about." "Not quite, but I'm getting close." She turned in his arms to face him. "There's one more thing I need to do before I find complete peace."
"And what's that?"
"Visit Robbie out at Rosebriar Cemetery. I haven't been back there since the day we buried him. It's time, and I'd like you and the girls to go with me."
She hesitated, her heart pounding. Was she really ready for this?
She'd felt certain about it a moment ago, but yes, it was long past time. Time to forgive herself and Ross. Time to visit the little boy who never had a chance to grow up. Like the little stone cairn beside the river, she had avoided confronting the past and the guilt she'd carried for too many years. But Mike's quizzical frown, while not exactly accusing, made her realize she had some explaining to do. "You might as well go ahead and ask that question I see on your face. You want to know how I avoided seeing Robbie's grave when I buried Ross. Am I right?
He nodded with a gentle smile. It had occurred to me, yes. I was a coward, Mike, afraid to face my own guilt in Robbie's death. At Ross's gravesite, while Pastor Paul officiated, I kept my gaze averted, denying myself even one look at the grave next to Ross. After so many years of refusing to visit the cemetery, I felt unworthy to acknowledge it then, and that only piled more guilt on my shoulders. Does that make sense? Yes, it does, honey. I sensed you were carrying some heavy burdens, but I knew when you were ready you would tell me. I'm grateful you've chosen to share them with me now. Of course, the girls and I would be honored to make the visit with you. When would you like to go? Tomorrow, she said with a firm nod, looking straight into Mike's eyes. Right after breakfast, before the girls head off into their weekend activities. Good. He cupped her face with his hands and kissed her. I'm so proud of you, Rosie, and I love you with all my heart. Sweetwater River, Volume 1, Ripples by Peggy Bland Pfeiffer is available through Helping Hands Press at myhelpinghandspress.com. Narration is by George Taylor, production by narrationbygeorge.com.